And so can you talk a little bit about what's going on here today and kind of your role in what's going on today?
Sure. This is the 9th annual Cairo Turkey Giveaway for Thanksgiving. I really believe it's important for people to be present here in Cairo. It's a community that needs a lot of help, but also a community full of people with a ton of hope and massive resilience. So I really love the people of Cairo. We've been coming every year now, teaming up with local laborers here, the Laborers International, Local 773. This year, we have the operating engineers joining us. We also have donations that help make this possible from the Polish-Slavic Federal Credit Union in Chicago. And, of course, as you know, you see lots of Krispy Kremes. They have been our sponsor as well for the last 9 years. And I'm joined with Senator Dale Fowler. You have a Chicago Democrat with a Southern Illinois Republican, and everything is possible. So it's wonderful to be here again in Cairo. This is our 9th year of trying to spread a little bit of Thanksgiving joy and just say thank you to the people for being here in our great state of Illinois.
And so can you talk a little bit about, obviously, like you mentioned, this community has kind of been hit hard in recent years. It's a community where a lot of people kind of struggle to get by. What do you think it means to all these people to kind of have, you know, that for at least like the holidays, have that kind of normal experience, have that kind of, you know, what everybody wants to have during the holidays?
Well, I think it's really important that no matter where you live in Illinois or frankly in the world, but certainly here in our state, that people have a dignified and a delicious Thanksgiving dinner. There's nothing better than sitting around a table with your family, with your loved ones, with lots of food to eat, too much food to eat. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. And Cairo is a town where people don't even have a grocery store, where you can't even buy a gallon of gas because there's no gas station here. And so I think this community, more so than any other community in the state of Illinois, needs to know that they are seen, that they are valued and appreciated. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, giving thanks. But it's also bringing families together. And I'm happy that this year we were actually able to do 50 more turkeys than last year. 50 more boxes of Krispy Kreme. I feel like this is a year that people have been harder than ever. So we need to step up and help more than ever.
And so like you said, the office has been doing this for years. This is something that's an ongoing effort. Can you talk a little bit about kind of, you've already touched on it a bit, but can you talk a little bit about why it's so important that state offices show up like this, that they're in these communities?
Why state offices? Okay, so again, Cairo is the furthest southern tip in the state of Illinois. I can't literally go any further without being in another state. And so as someone who is from the city of Chicago, which there unfortunately continues to be a rivalry between Southern Illinois and Northern Illinois, and I think that the only rivalry that should exist between us is whether you're a Cards fan or a Cubs fan or a Cards fan and a Sox fan. It really shouldn't be about geographical division. We should come together. And so every year my office has been here in the furthest southern tip of our state to tell the people of Illinois that we love them, to tell the people of Cairo specifically that we see them, we love them, and we value them. And today is all about, this week is all about Thanksgiving, and I just give thanks to being able to serve as your controller for the last 9 years. It's been the biggest honor and privilege of my life, and I'm never ever going to forget Cairo. No matter where, you'll see me here every year giving turkeys and saying hello to the people of Cairo, Illinois.
All right. Anything else you all want to add? Or
in traveling around the state, are you hearing that things are harder this year than they have?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think, you know, anywhere you travel around the state of Illinois, you'll see hardship. And that's true in America. And this year, given all the cuts at the federal level, people, it doesn't matter what your politics are. You know, like if you lose your health care, cancer doesn't care if your kid's a Democrat or a Republican or if you are. They just, you know, it goes after us in the most horrific ways. And so all of us need access to health care. All of us need access to food. And food insecurity is a real issue. And right now people are feeling it more than ever. So again, this is why we're here. We're here to give a little bit of a lift to a community that needs the attention, needs the help. And we're doing all this without spending taxpayer dollars. By the way, this is through the goodness of other people's hearts. We're giving our time. We're helping to raise funds from philanthropic people who want to help. And even folks from Chicago, as I said, the Polish-Slavic Federal Union said, how can I help? And so they donated $2,500 to today's effort. And so I want to say thank you to everyone who has helped us be able to bring a little bit of Thanksgiving joy to the people of Cairo, Illinois.